Hey guys, welcome to episode 9 of He Said What. I have an awesome guest here. You guys are in for a treat. Without further ado, here is Lindsay Metz.
Hey.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously, I love you. So you guys probably know Lindsay from her podcast, We Met at Acme. That's actually one of the first podcasts that I fell in love with because if you listen, she gives it raw, she's fucking real, and she's hilarious. So tell me a little bit about how you guys started with that.
Totally. So We Met at Acme started in October of 2017. And
our birthday month.
Well, mine's end of September. Remember, but we're
shit.
Close.
Yeah, we're both Libras. Yeah.
But I'm a September Libra and you're an October Libra. And I can explain the difference. It's just not that big of a difference.
But I found out I'm on the Scorpio cusp.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, like, I'm very...
You have more Scorpio in you and I have more Virgo.
Interesting.
So, like, I'm more earthy and you're more watery.
So, like, I want to talk about that momentarily.
We'll talk about that.
But back to the podcast.
So, the podcast was a result of just, like, many a conversation that was had with friends and I about dating in the city. And it just turned out that, like, people, you know, there is a platform for talking about dating and talking about sex. And, like, we just wanted to create that opportunity for women in their and men in their 20s and 30s who are, like, dealing with all of the shit that goes along with dating and sex. So
yeah, very well said. I think that there's so much to be discussed and you give an amazing platform to have those conversations. So out of all of your guests that have come on the podcast, you know, without, you know, hating on anyone,
yeah,
who would you say was your favorite and why?
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed Brittany and Julia. They're just, like, the two that come to mind.
I love Brittany. I used to intern with her.
Oh, she's the best. Actually, I was with Brittany today, and she's helping me do some matchmaking. So if you're in the market for a lover, go to wemetatacme.com and find your match. So Brittany was so funny because she's just so real, and she's not afraid to, like, truly say it how it is, whether it's talking about how she doesn't stop texting her boyfriend until he responds, or, like, about chlamydia and, you know, topics that were probably off limits, like, before these few years, I guess, and people are just more open.
Yeah.
And Brittany's a perfect example of that. And Julia, I didn't know that well beforehand. Brittany, I've, like, known forever. So I was so impressed by Julia's, like, openness about everything and, just how, like, really her age she is at the end of the day. And, like, I think you guys are actually the same age and it's, like, this, you know, transition where you're, like, I'm, like, I feel like I just graduated still, but I also, like, want to be taken seriously, like, yeah, in a relationship and things like that. So I thought that that was a good example of that.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, 25 is such a confusing age.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you still are young in the grand scheme of things, but you also are trying to figure the fuck out, like, what life is, especially in New York City specifically.
Yeah, it's so true.
So doing this podcast, I saw that you posted that people were, like, hating on you and bullying. So, like, what the fuck's been good with that? Because that's not okay.
Yeah, it's really, like, psycho. But a few people have responded and said, whether it's, like, bullying me or bullying my guests, I've had a few people say, and I would never name names or hurt any of my guests, but a few people will respond after I post an episode and be like, I really didn't like her, or I really didn't like him, or that guy was such a fucking asshole. And they'll just tell me their, like, unfiltered opinion about someone. And it's not really nice because this person's putting themselves on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're not. So you can just sit there and say they're an asshole.
Right, like, hide behind your phone and, like...
Yeah, and, like, I'm all for criticism, especially when it's helpful. Like, when someone says the sound was bad or, you know, that they want me to talk about this one subject more or one subject less. But to just like attack someone just because you don't like them sitting behind, as we said, like, you know, a device, is not nice.
Yeah.
And then like I've had people say that they don't want to hear my opinion, which is just ironic because like
why are you listening to my podcast? Exactly. You fucking it's just asshole. Like,
if you want to hear all my guests' opinions only, then I guess go stalk them. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Right, but like clearly you're infatuated with me, so like get a hobby.
So weird.
What you're doing, what I'm doing, what other female people doing podcasts, anything. They're putting themselves out there in a vulnerable place, and we just have to own our shit.
It's true.
Yeah. So let's talk more about the horoscope, because I'm really interested. So I know we're both Libras, and you're on the, like, what did you say before?
So I'm closer to Virgo and you're closer to Scorpio.
So what does that mean?
That means that I have more earth in me, which means I'm more like earthy, grounded, like not as like confident almost in a way. And like, then you get closer to, and more self-critical, and then you get closer to Scorpio, and like Scorpio feels like intense emotions, and like,
no, that's not me. I'm kidding. That's me in a nutshell.
And they love deeply and they hate deeply. And like, there's really no in between.
Yeah.
And so I would say like, you know, they're both great, but there's just there's a difference between the two. And then like there's just Libras that are all in the middle, and like if you're smack in the middle, it's probably like anywhere from like October 1st to like, I don't know, the 8th or something.
The cusp is like the 23rd.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
but yeah, so that's that. But at the end of the day, it has a lot to do with your rising sign and your moon sign, and that has to do with what time you were born.
So, you know a lot about dating. You have a few years of wisdom on me. Let's talk about texting etiquette with guys.
Let's do it.
So, what are your thoughts in general on when you meet a new guy, like how frequently you should be talking to him and all that?
I would say, like the old me would be like, you should never talk to him, like, ever. Let him talk to you. But I think that it really, like, when it's the right person, there's no, like, tally of who should talk to who. It just, like, flows naturally. I think, like, generally, like, the overview should be him hitting you up more. But, like, you can definitely text. And I think that, like, if you're at a point already where you don't feel comfortable texting, that's already a bad sign.
Yeah, definitely. And what are your thoughts like on the slow play? Like, what, like, from a girl's perspective?
Yeah.
It's like at 5 hours goes by.
Yeah, I think that like I only do the slow play if I actually am busy. And I think that like, you know, I don't want to sit here and be like, everyone should actually be busy, because it's not the easiest thing to do. And I think, like, I've come a long way with busyness.
Yeah, I would think so. You have, like, how many companies?
But when I was, like, 23, 24, even 25, like, I was doing less shit. So it was harder for me to fake busy.
Yeah.
And it was harder for me to not respond for 5 hours. And now, if I'm doing it, it's genuine. So I think that like, it's really about being true to yourself, and like, you can't, like, you're going to be caught if you're either faking busy or like, you know, anything like that.
Okay. So you think that it's cool if a guy like isn't hitting you up for you to just make the first move? What happens, like...
No.
Okay.
Let me be clear.
Yeah, be a little bit more...
I guess I'm thinking about in a more, like, advanced situation. When I first meet a guy... Yeah,
like, let's, like, circumstantially... Like,
literally, yeah. I'm first meeting a guy. I will probably never hit him up until a stage where we're more comfortable. Like, we're exclusive or something like that. I will... And if I do hit him up, it will only be knowing that like, it's a safe space and like a safe zone, aka like I saw a really funny picture that had something exactly to do with our inside joke, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. But I think there are so many forms of communication these days that if he's not hitting you up in one of the forms, like,
red flag.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It's definitely weird.
Having said that, like, some girls need to chill and, like, can go a day, and I don't mean, like, a 24 hours, but, like, during the day, like, can't expect to be hit up by, like, their boyfriend.
Right.
Like, that's just so, or even a guy that they're dating, because, like, people are fucking busy during the day. Like,
I'm guilty of that. In, yeah. like, relationships, like, texting literally all day long, and like, not, I don't know what the fuck else I could focus on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I had a job and like, or I was in college and I should have been like going to class and doing work. Like, but I'm just like texting this person.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, so
it happens, but I think like the less you text about, the more you leave to in person and the more like you likely you are to have a really good time together.
Okay. I'm with you. So what happens if, what, let me say this, like, what would you take as like a hint that a guy just like isn't into you? Like, you've slept together, like, there's kind of like, you know, maybe you've hung out once or twice after, but
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of jetting out via text. Like, what are your thoughts?
If there's no plan that's like upcoming between the two of us, whether it's a date or like an event, then I think it's safe to assume he's out.
Yeah, I did a poll, and yeah. that's what people vote. So what, right now, like, is your current relationship status? Are you single? Are you dating? Like, are you wifed up?
I am seeing someone.
That's great.
Yeah.
And like, how did you guys meet?
We actually met two summers ago, or maybe it was three summers ago now. My friend Mike introduced us, and I was, like, not really paying attention and kind of dropped the ball on our date. And then, like, forgot really who this guy was. And then I ran into him on New Year's in Miami, and, like, it all kind of hit me like a, what's the phrase, like a ton of bricks or something?
Yeah, a ton of bricks.
And I was like,
it hit me what? Like a ton of bricks.
And I was like, what was wrong with me? Like, why didn't I give this guy like the chance he deserved? But at the same time, I was like, this is kind of perfect timing, because clearly I probably needed to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm sure he did as well. And we connected at a moment that actually ended up working out. So
that's great. Yeah. I'm very happy for you. Are you guys like exclusive?
We are exclusive, yes.
That's awesome. So yeah. You are sleeping with one person.
One human.
Well, I'm sure he is worth it. So we don't need to talk about your relationship per se, but in general,
mm-hmm.
at what point do you think the conversation of defining the relationship should happen?
Yeah, I think that if it doesn't come up in, like, the first probably 2 months, three the latest, then it's probably not a good sign.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter who brings it up, as long as the vibe you're getting from both people is that they're ready to take that step.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I mean, it has to be two people that want the same thing, obviously. Right. Like, otherwise, it's not going to be exactly. a relationship. Okay. So, before you were dating this guy, I know that you were, like, you know, seeing someone else. But before yeah. that, you were, like, on all the apps. Mm. So, how did you balance out having a podcast? You work with other companies. I'm pretty sure you own other companies. And how did you make the time to go on these dates? Because I remember last time we hung out, you told me one night you went on, like, two dates in the same night.
Yeah. I mean, dates with new people, like, when you don't know them, are not important, you know? They're, like, it's like the pilot of, well, I guess the pilot's pretty fucking important. But it's like,
set the precedent.
But it's not something that you should block off an entire night for. And that's something I really tried to do, because it's like a meet and greet. Like, you don't know anyone yet, and it's usually a blind date. or, you know, a date from an app, and you can easily get catfished. You don't know what's going to happen. So booking two dates in a night is a perfect way for a busy person to kind of have like a 6 p.m. and a 9 p.m. and like, nope, that didn't work. And now I can cross two off the list.
Okay. Know? So theoretically, what happens if the first one goes great? Like, don't you feel like an asshole for canceling last minute?
I've been in that situation. I've been in that situation. And it was actually really funny. We were at Soho House rooftop. And for some idiotic reason, I planned to have both the dates there.
What? Why would you do that?
Because I assumed the first guy would leave after our date ended. But he didn't leave. He like went to the bar. And I told him I was like had a meeting with like a client.
Oh my God.
And then it was so obvious that it was a date. And he was like watching the whole date. It was
freaking out right now.
Yeah, it was like really a bad look for myself. And it didn't go anywhere with either of those guys. So
did they both pick up on the fact that?
Pretty much. Definitely the first one did for sure. The second one didn't really, honestly, but he was like trying to marry me the next day. And I was like, it's not happening.
Yeah, chill the fuck out. Yeah. Definitely like simmer down with that. That's great. So do you have any first date horror stories that anyone will enjoy listening?
Yes. I went on a date with an anti-Semitic person once.
Okay, what?
Yeah, it was a first date and he was Serbian and I had no idea that he was anti-Semitic. We met at Heidi Klum's Halloween party.
No.
And so I thought that he was like cool because it's hard to get invited to that. But he clearly was a murderer.
No, I know some pretty lame people that go to that.
Yeah. We went to, like, a horrible pizza place. And he, like, made me choose because, like, he doesn't know any place. And then he started talking about how amazing Fox News was. And then about Israel and Palestine and how, like, the land is Palestine. It was just, like, really awkward. And so I was like, please.
Were you like, hey, by the way, I'm Jewish? Or did you just, like...
I never said I was Jewish because I never wanted to speak to him again. And I didn't like, maybe I said I was Jewish. I don't remember. Like, and if I didn't, it was because I was scared that he was going to murder me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I try to avoid any situation where there's any potential anti-Semitic vibes. That sounds like a horrible date.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Any others?
It was pretty bad. Let me think. I don't know if I have any other horrible ones, just like ones where it was like pulling teeth and I was like, okay, like, so what do? You know? And like, they were like so shy and like barely fucking answered. And that stuff sucks.
Yeah. Especially people like us, I feel like who could talk to a wall if you're on a date and like you're pulling teeth to have a conversation, I don't know what I would do. I'd be like, I'm going to go talk to a wall instead because that's more literally exciting. So you're from the city. A lot of people move to the city and they have no idea where they should go out.
Mm.
But they're trying to meet cool people. Like they're not trying to go to some random boring ass bar in Murray Hill or, you know, they're trying to go somewhere fun. Where would you recommend them to go?
Mm-hmm.
Give me some ideas.
I would say if you're looking for, like, a bro who, like, could potentially be great, could also be the worst, go to 310 Bowery. I would say if you're looking for more, like, trendy guys that you could, like, meet on Raya, go to The Blonde.
Acme.
Go to Acme. But Acme obviously only has the best people.
The best of the best.
Go to Public Hotel. There's a club in the basement. There is the Lately. There's the Garrett East, the Garrett West. Shout out to you, Thatcher, my friend.
I went to the Garrett like 2 weeks ago. And it was a lot of fun.
It's so fun.
And it was a date, and like it was.
Go to hotels, like great. Hotel bars, the Nomad.
What about first date spots?
The Freehand just opened up. First date spots, sexy places in like the Lower East Side are good, like Selrose.
Yeah.
Anfora, in the West Village. What's that place called? Upholstery Store. That new tequila bar on Bleecker Street.
Whoa, I need to go. What's it called?
Ghost Donkey.
Okay,
good to know. It's really good. There's a few sake bars. Sake Decibel. I don't know.
Okay, this is
how to pronounce it.
This is a good list. I appreciate this.
You got the list.
At what point do you think that it's like enough with the drinks? Like, take me to dinner.
Like right away, basically. I usually have dinner on a first. Truly.
Okay, so every episode we play a round of Would You Rather, and for you, I made it a little longer because I want you to explain each of your answers to the listeners. And here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. Would you rather give up oral sex for a month or Netflix for a year?
Oral sex for a month, because I prefer intercourse, and I have trouble having an orgasm from oral sex.
I agree, and Netflix is also fucking awesome. And
Netflix is amazing, obviously.
Okay. Would you rather date a tall guy with a really boring personality or a short guy with an amazing personality?
Short guy with amazing personality, but how short are we talking?
Shorter than you.
No, tall guy, boring. But I'd be really, depressed. Like, I would kill myself every day because of his boringness.
Okay.
And I would, like, complain about it to my friends.
Yeah, they would hate you. They would be like, break up with him.
And I would.
No, but what if you were stuck with him forever?
I would have to cheat. I'm so sorry, tall, boring guy, if I ever date you.
Have a little bit more depth, guys. Okay, would you rather be on top during sex or doggy style?
On top, for sure, because it feels better, and I'm more likely to have an orgasm.
Cool. Sounds good. I'm going to agree.
Yeah, and I don't know if I should.
Would you rather pay or get paid every time you had sex?
Get paid.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. I don't know, even know why I put that in. Why would you pay some?
That's because I love money.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Okay.
But let me clarify, just because I love money, that doesn't mean I love guys with money. I love my own money.
Obviously, we're hustlers.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather spit or swallow?
I would rather...
You have to pick one.
I would rather spit, but I swallow, if I have to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, everyone would rather spit.
Obviously, we want to be like...
Yeah.
But instead, you take it like a champ. Ugh.
I mean, I've definitely spit, for sure.
For sure, 100. I've definitely spit.
I don't 100%. Really give head to completion, like, ever.
Same, because, like, I just don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I know girls that, like, go crazy about head. They're like, I love sucking dick. And I'm like, you are the reason that guys, like, love head, I guess, because I'm not.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate that there are girls out there that say that.
Yeah, and I have friends that are like, I love anal. And I'm like, how?
What?
Yeah.
That's good for them.
Yeah, you know, to each of their own. All right. Would you rather, I did a poll of this today. Would you rather have anal beads or nipple clamps used on you during sex?
Anal beads, for sure.
Why?
Because my nipples are sensitive and nipple clamps would really hurt me and, like, not be arousing in any way.
Yeah.
And anal beads, like, while they probably would make me shit my pants, seem like they would be more arousing.
I mean, I just, like, I feel like both those options are so bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather someone scratch your back during sex or, like, pull your hair?
Scratch my back.
Same. Also, I just love when people scratch my back.
Yeah, I love when people scratch my back.
Like, I'll ask a stranger to scratch my back.
Guys, like, are not allowed to touch our hair unless they're playing with it.
Right. I'm like, get the fuck away from my hair. Like, you're going to make it greasy with whatever, whatever was on your hands. Okay. Would you rather use your vibrator to get yourself off or your fingers?
Can I say neither?
No.
Oh, okay. A vibrator.
Okay, but why would you want to say neither? I'm just curious.
Because I like to get off in a different way, like by humping things.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. All right. I like that. So what do you hump?
Like pillows or like comforters.
And that's better than a vibrator.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's funny. I used to, like, be so scared to say that. Like, it was the weirdest thing ever. But, like, a lot of girls do it, too. So, I'm representing you guys out there if you do it.
Yeah, more power to the humpers. I love that. I may have to go home and try it.
Brittany does it too.
Wait,
love you, Britt.
I gotta like learn more about this. Interesting. Mm. Okay. Would you rather have a guy? Wait, I don't know how to read. Accidentally. So... Okay. Okay. Would you rather accidentally spit a guy's cum back on him or swallow it and then throw up?
I would rather accidentally spit a guy's cum back because it's, like, at least I know I'm not, like, dying, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
sorry. Throwing your guts off.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I don't know. The second seems a little aggressive.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Those were, like, the raunchiest. Those are not the raunchiest, but, like, a lot of those are really raunchy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm sweating and laughing a lot right now from that. Let's see. Okay. So before you said that you're doing some, like, matchmaking, can you explain what you're doing, how you're doing it? Like, how are you going to match people up? Explain the process.
Yeah, so matchmaking has been a fun challenge. It on my website, people can sign up for matchmaking, and then I basically, my friend Brittany and I, we go through our Rolodex of guys or girls for the person, and we find a really good match for them that is best suited to, you know, who they are and what their interests are.
But what if you don't know those things? Like, are you having people like...
Oh, no, we know everything because we meet with every person, and whether it's on FaceTime or Skype or in person. Like, I had a meeting this Saturday with a guy who... bought the package for 6 matches.
Ooh, so, 6-pack.
6-pack. So we're working on him right now. And yeah, it's really exciting. It's, I feel like Patty Stanger.
That's awesome. My best friend's mom went to high school with her. Side note, with the matchmaking though, is it you're pulling the girls from a date, like people that are already paying? Or just people that you know, like...
Actually, I don't know any of the girls. It's people that are paying. They came from the website. So
that's awesome.
I think they came from Instagram or, you know, this or that, but...
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
So let's say, theoretically, I was your client. Like, what would you ask me? Like, what would you need to know to match me to someone?
I would need to know your sign, obviously.
Which you
how
know.
How old you were, what you did, where you're from... what your non-negotiables are, and just like who you are as like a person, which I would be able to kind of pick up on if we like met in person or on video chat, whatever. And yeah, I guess that's really it. And just the rest, I would just pair.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you know me, you've met me a few times, so what kind of person would you think that I would be compatible with?
That's a great question. Well, now that I know your rising, your moon sign, it's easier. I think that you need someone who can, like, ground you a little bit, because that's your chart, air. I'm sorry, your air, but you have earth in your chart, and we gravitate to what's in our chart. So I would say someone who's like more like, my uncle actually said this to me once, like, find an interesting person with a boring job. And like, that's
I gave
like
people with the most boring jobs ever.
But like, that's sometimes like what we need is like, and that doesn't mean that they have to be boring, but like, it's like good to find someone with stability. You know?
For sure.
And like,
someone that has their shit in order.
Yeah, and like, I think that a lot of girls like aren't ready for that, or like look away from that, like when they're younger, but like that's like what we need at the end of the day. Like, we need someone who's gonna like be there for us when we need them, and like isn't gonna just like make it a game. And like, if we're like, I really like you, they say like, I really like you too. And like, they mean it, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, I think a lot of girls are just scared of like having or finding someone that's like equally as into them. Mm-hmm. But like, it's kind of hot when you're ready, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I've been in both places, so I totally understand what you're saying.
And maybe you need a Scorpio because you have a lot of Scorpio in your chart.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to start asking men that I'm dating what their birthday is.
You should.
Like, just curious. Yeah, you know?
And then run it by me and I'll tell you if it's a good match.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I'm very into this. Guys, seriously, go check out her matchmaking. A lot of girls are single because all my friends are in relationships for years and years, but I have a million friends that are amazing people.
And guys.
Exactly. So many great guys in my life that should be in relationships, and Lindsay knows it all, and she will make shit happen. So seriously, go check it out.
And
you're amazing. I love you. Again, thank you for coming on the podcast. I know you're like the superest, busiest, and the soyest, coolest girl in the world. Seriously, I love you and I appreciate it. And like I said in my first episode, you're the one that gave me the push to do this.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much for having me. And I can't wait to hear this episode and tell all my friends. And if you're not already following, follow We Met at Acme. And also He Said What.
Yeah. And guys, don't forget next week to tune in for another great episode. And please, if you have not, go on the iTunes store and give us a few stars, write a review, hopefully a good one. I always say this, but just DM me any negative feedback and critical feedback and honest feedback, because I'm all about that. Follow the Instagram page, He Said_What, for daily memes and, of course, daily polls of Would You Rather. And they're fucking hilarious. Lindsay, wouldn't you agree?
Uh-huh.
Yep. So get on it, guys. Linz, thank you again. And like she said, follow We Met at Acme. Stay tuned for next week.
Yeah.
Good night.